the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
There are effective solutions to a number of health problems, from acne to thyroid. There are amazing combinations of medical and nutritional solutions. Welcome to Ask Lorna Live with host Lorna Vanderhaeghe. Our program is a frank, lively discussion that can help you feel fit and fabulous. Now here's your host, Lorna Vanderhaeghe.
Well, hello. As she said, you're listening to Ask Lorna Live, and I'm the host of your show, Lorna Vanderhaeghe. I hope you go visit my website at www.hormonehelp.com. So that's the word hormone and the word help, H-E-L-P.com, for more information and lots of free books. Today we're going to talk about weight loss, and we're going to talk about busting that belly fat and why it is so difficult to get it off and how we can do it fast, quick, and effectively. Make sure that you send your messages through to Ask Lorna at Hormone Help, and of course call the 1-800 number if you'd like to give us a question. And the 1-800 number is 1-866-472-5791. And remember, you can listen to all of the shows in a podcast format or on iTunes after the show has run live as well. So the bottom line is, diets don't work. We know diets don't work because in most cases people gain all the weight back and more after they have finished dieting. And I love this quote by Mae West. She says, "I never worry about diets. The only carrots that interest me are the number you get in the diamond." And it sort of goes like that. And when we look at diets, unfortunately, many people are into calorie counting. And it's not about calories, because if you have 1,000 calories of pure sugar, it's going to be very different than if you have 1,000 calories of vegetables and protein. It functions very different in the body and can make a huge difference in whether or not you gain weight or lose weight. So what are the factors that make us fat? And that's really what we have to look at, because if it was as simple as running on the treadmill and reducing our caloric intake, we'd all be thin. And we know that that's not true. And people have been running treadmills for hours, starving themselves, and they still cannot lose any weight. And the reason for that is because our metabolic rate, that's the rate at which we burn calories when we're not moving, can be low. So a lot of people will say, you know, she can eat everything, she's a fast fat burner, and I can't eat anything because my metabolism is slow. That has a lot to do with the thyroid, and we're going to talk about the thyroid in a moment. Hormones play a huge role. And when we talk about hormones, thyroid is a hormone. Estrogen is a hormone, and estrogen is a hormone that can make us overweight. The adrenals, which are two little glands that sit on top of our kidneys. And if you listen to the first show that we did, I talked about everything you need to know about hormones. You would have learned a lot about the adrenals, because the adrenal glands are involved in secreting hormones like cortisol. The adrenals also secrete other hormones, male hormones, female hormones, but their major role is to help us deal with stress. And when we're under lots of stress, we gain weight. Serotonin is our happy hormone, and we know that when we're not happy, if we're depressed and sad, that we gain weight as well. Our digestive system hormones are also involved in whether or not we're going to be overweight or thin. And insulin, which is the hormone that we associate with diabetes, also is the hormone that makes us fat. You have to have a healthy liver. Digestion is involved in making us overweight. So if you're constipated, meaning that you're not having one 12-inch bowel movement a day or three 4-inch ones, so now you're going to look and you're going to see, you know, how big are they, then you're constipated, and that contributes to weight gain as well. Lots of different prescription medications can make us overweight. I'm going to talk about antidepressants in particular, and stress, which is involved in the cortisol connection, which I talked about a little bit already. Lack of exercise also contributes, but you don't have to go to the gym and work out for hours on end. and quality of food. So when we're looking at the types of foods that we eat, there are foods that people think are diet foods, like rice cakes, that actually are contributing to us being overweight. And genetics have the least important factor in regards to being overweight. So you can't blame your mom or your dad. And the bottom line is, if you have a family member who's overweight, don't eat like them. That's the key. You've got to change your diet completely. The guys are usually lucky because they move to another woman's house, and that way they tend to eat different foods, hopefully, and hopefully better foods. The types of foods that we need to eat to lose weight are vegetables, 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 vegetables. The more vegetables you eat, the better. And protein, protein, protein. And I'm going to talk why about protein a little bit later. Good healthy fats from extra virgin olive oil and coconut butter. And we truly need to avoid eating all of these fast foods. You know, the fast foods, really, we should just call them the fat foods. And we need to avoid them because they are creating increased rates of cancer and heart disease and diabetes. We also need to look at fats. And people are confused about fats. We need to eat good fats. No more of this low-fat, no-fat diet. And people are going, really? Everybody out there is talking about low-fat, no-fat. We need to eat good fats. We have to have extra virgin olive oil. We need to be consuming fish, nuts and seeds, organic coconut butter. These are the good, healthy fats. Get rid of the no-fat, low-fat foods because they just fill them up with sugar and artificial flavorings and colorings to make them taste good. And the good, healthy fats are going to help you burn fat. That's really what we want to have happen. So when we look at what we should be doing, and I'm going to give you some weight loss tips that are going to work very well in conjunction with when we get into talking about hormones or how hormones are conspiring to make us fat. So the first thing is eat protein for breakfast. You want to start the day with protein. You want an egg, a chicken breast, a protein shake, protein powder in your yogurt. My favorite protein is Omega Nutrition's pumpkin protein, and I love it because it's affordable. It's bland tasting, so you can add it to anything. It's got a really good protein profile. It's organic and vegetarian, and it's affordable. So you want to start the day with protein. No more cereal, skim milk, toast, fruit. That is the breakfast of an overweight person. You want to have protein, protein, protein. Throw out all the white foods in your cupboards. No more trans fats. So what I'm talking about when I say white foods is white sugar, white flour, white rice, white pasta, white bread. Get rid of the white foods. Walk 30 minutes a day. Most of us don't have time to do that. So buy yourself a little rebounder. You can buy these online. They look like a little trampoline. They sit 4 inches off the floor and bounce on your rebounder 10 minutes a day because it's equivalent to 30 minutes of walking. And if you Velcro weights onto your wrists and ankles while you're doing this, you'll also get some weight-bearing effect too. Snack on spicy foods. So change the black pepper in your shaker to cayenne pepper and eat lots of salsa and spicy foods because they raise your metabolic rate. Think about the guy who's having, you know, a Mexican meal and it's hot and spicy and he starts sweating. That's because his metabolic rate went up. His fat burning furnace started to work better. And chew your food. Remember, there is no carburetor in the stomach. Ensure that you're getting enough nutrients. So you want a great multivitamin with minerals. We're going to talk a lot about hormones in a minute, things like insulin and thyroid and our happy hormone, serotonin and estrogen. And you want to eat on the side plate. The dinner plate is too big. The dinner plate is for ditch diggers and aerobics instructors. You want to eat your main portion of your meal on the side plate, and you want a giant salad bowl filled with green stuff. You can eat as many greens as you like. So anything that is a green vegetable. If you're a fruit eater, the bad news is overweight people should not eat fruit. You can have berries, but you would eat them before dinner, not at breakfast time, and not after you've been fasting all night long. Build muscle because it increases fat burning. It actually, muscle helps us burn more fat. And drink 8 ounces of cold water because they found in a study that cold water uses 40 calories to generate warmth in the body. And as such, we end up so that we are actually burning more fat. When we talk about the hormones in the body that are conspiring to make us overweight. And I have an email question that I'd like to answer before I start talking about thyroid. But June emailed and she said she has male facial hair growth, she has weight gain and irregular periods. And she says she's tried absolutely everything to lose weight, and she figures it's got to be a hormonal problem. And she's right. We know that the weight gain, the male facial hair growth, and the irregular periods are associated with a condition called polycystic ovarian syndrome. And in women with PCOS, the treatment that's been clinically researched for that is Glucosmart. And Glucosmart contains a nutrient called quercetol that has been studied in 8 studies in people with polycystic ovarian syndrome to get their blood sugar and insulin back into balance. Their male facial hair growth disappears. They start losing belly fat, and they feel so much better. So, June, you need to get yourself some Glucosmart, and you can go up on the internet and look for that and start taking one capsule a day if you're under 165 pounds. And if you're over 165 pounds, then you want to take 2 capsules a day. As well, when we look at the thyroid, which is a huge problem today, we have so many people with thyroid issues. And when we look at thyroid issues, the thyroid is involved in metabolism. Your thyroid tells you that your thyroid is involved in whether or not you're going to be overweight. Your thyroid looks after your heartbeat. Your thyroid is involved in constipation. Your thyroid also determines fertility. So the thyroid is involved in so many different parts of the body. And when it comes to weight gain, if you have low thyroid, you cannot lose weight. It's absolutely impossible. So when we look at the thyroid, we truly want to get your TSH, which is your thyroid stimulating hormone, back into balance. So go have a blood test. Ask your doctor what the number is. You want to have your TSH below 2. That's very, very important. And if it's above 2, you're going to have a very hard time losing weight. So before we even begin any weight loss program, it's important that you make sure your thyroid is functioning well. So have a thyroid test. You want to have your TSH below 2. If it's above 2, but not bad enough to get thyroid medication, then we're going to recommend some nutrients. And when we come back after the break, we'll talk about what we can do to get the thyroid functioning better.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetol found in Glucosmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeghe's weight loss book free when you purchase Glucosmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at hormonehealth.com. Now, back to the show.
And before we took the break, we were talking about thyroid health, and we have an epidemic of low thyroid in North America today. We have 23% of the population that already has low thyroid. We have another 30% of people walking around with low thyroid that have yet to be diagnosed. And the symptoms of low thyroid include low mood, depression, anxiety, weight gain, and that's probably the big one. Before your doctor finally diagnoses you with low thyroid, you've probably put on 40, 50 pounds. So that's how important thyroid is to weight gain. Some of the other symptoms, dry skin, headaches, fatigue, freezing cold. You're freezing cold all the time, constipation, infections, hair loss, lots of hormone dysfunction. And as I said earlier, your thyroid is the master conductor of all of your hormones. So you have to have a healthy thyroid, and you especially have to have a healthy thyroid in order to lose weight. That's the key factor. So, for example, your doctor will not give you thyroid medication until your TSH is over 5.5 in most cases, and yet we know that a TSH above 2 will cause weight gain. So my suggestion is always to beg your doctor for thyroid medication, because I think it's one of the most important medications in regards to keeping us thin and also balancing our other hormones. But if your doctor's not going to give you thyroid medication, then you want to look for nutritional supplements. And I developed a nutritional supplement called ThyroSmart, which in Canada, actually Health Canada is giving it a designation for the support of low thyroid. And we have very strict regulations in Canada. So this is a nutritional supplement that works. It works fast to get your thyroid back into balance, to bring your TSH down below 2, and to get your T4 improved and the conversion of your T4 thyroid hormone to T3. And as a result, what happens is if you take 2 ThyroSmart at breakfast, and now remember, you're going to eat protein for breakfast, an egg, a chicken breast, a protein shake. If you take ThyroSmart 2 capsules at breakfast, what will happen is your thyroid will start to go back into balance, and as a result, the weight will become effortless when you apply the weight loss tips that we talked about already. And they're really simple tips. You know, eat lots of vegetables. I always tell people, get yourself a large Ziploc freezer bag, the large size. Fill it with broccoli, cauliflower, sugar, snap peas, celery, all of those things. Fill it right to the top. Take it with you when you leave the house. Have it beside you in the car. Eat those veggies when you get to the office. Eat them when you're at work. By the time you finish your day and you're back in your car to go home, that bag should be empty. And that's about how many vegetables we need to eat a day. So we want to get your thyroid in balance before we start any weight loss program, because the thyroid is absolutely key to making weight loss effortless. If you have a TSH above 2, it'll make it very challenging to lose weight. So that's important. As well, I've got another person, Connie, who emailed, and she said she's been yo-yo dieting for years, and now nothing works. She said, you know, I'd go on these diets, I'd lose 10, 15, 20 pounds, I'd go off the diet, I'd gain it back, I'd go on another diet, I'd lose 20 pounds, gain it all back, and more. And now she says she's 15 pounds heavier than she ever was before she started dieting. That's true, and there is a reason for that. When you go on starvation diets, I call them, where you're not eating enough food, where you reduce your caloric intake, the body's smart. It says, uh-oh, she's starving me. And because she's starving me, what's going to happen is your metabolic rate's going to turn down. In other words, your fat-burning furnace turns off, and instead of burning food as fuel, your body stores it as fat because it thinks, uh-oh, we're in a famine. She's starving me to death, so I'm going to save all that food that she eats as fat in the body. And so what we need to do is eat. You have to eat. First, you start with protein. You have something small. We want to become grazers, just like the cows in the field. We want to eat protein for breakfast. We want to have a snack. Every 3 hours, we want to eat a small bit of protein or veggies. That's why the Ziploc freezer bag is so important, because if you graze all day long on foods that are full of nutrients, lots of phytonutrients, lots of vitamins and minerals, you don't gain weight, and you teach your body to trust you. And that way, when you do eat properly, you do not gain weight, and that's so important. So, Connie, you've got to eat. You've got to get those veggies into you. You've got to eat every 3 hours. You have to have small meals. Throw the dinner plates away. They're too big. You want to eat on the side plate. That's the little serving side plate that we have for bread and butter, which we're not going to eat anymore. And so the weight will come off again once you start to get your body to trust you. And I'm going to talk about weight loss supplements in the last segment, the ones that really truly do work to bust that belly fat and bust it fast. The second hormone that is involved in causing us to gain weight is cortisol. And the adrenal glands sit, these are two little glands that sit on top of your kidneys, and they secrete the hormone cortisol, which is our stress hormone, and they help us lose weight. But the adrenals are important to help us deal with stress. One thing that stress does that is so bad is it makes your fat cells around the middle change shape. It makes them bigger. It makes the door on the fat cell slam shut, so the fat cell just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And so stress causes us to gain weight, particularly belly fat. So we've got to de-stress our lives. Deep breathing exercises are so important for helping us to deal with stress better. So in through your nose, out through your mouth. And that will help to calm the body. Say no. You know, we are doing too many things. We work full-time. We're cleaning our houses. We're looking after our families. We're buying groceries. We're managing the bank book. We're keeping our husband happy. We need to reduce stress in our life because it is involved in causing us to gain weight. And we need to make time in our lives for ourselves so that the stress levels, this cortisol, is not harming us. The second thing is, do not exercise at night. That causes your cortisol levels to get very high in the evening, and it also creates insomnia and sleep problems. So you want to make sure that you exercise in the morning. And in my book, A Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss, which is a fabulous book about all the hormones that are conspiring to make us overweight, in my book I have a 10-minute weight-bearing exercise program that you do when you get out of bed to get your metabolism going. Is something you can do at home because we're all too busy. We're not going to set time aside to go to the gym. You know, how many times have you put on your running shoes and your gym equipment and you never left the house because you were just too busy? So we need to find ways to incorporate exercise into our daily life. And that's the reason why I love the Rebounder. Mine sits in front of the TV and I bounce on it for 10 minutes every day, or sometimes I'll bounce through my entire TV program. I wear Velcro weights, 1 to 5 pound size. Start out with the 1 pound ones. You Velcro them on your wrists and ankles, and I bounce through the entire TV show. And that gives you that added benefit. Vacuum your house with those Velcro weights on. If you do happen to go for a walk, which is a great thing, then you can wear them when you go walking as well. So the adrenals, we have lots of adrenal support herbs that we can take. AdrenaSmart contains ashwagandha, rhodiola, suma, schisandra berries, and all of these adrenal support herbs help to get your cortisol back into balance. Some of the symptoms of adrenal exhaustion include you fall asleep fine, but you wake up several hours later wide awake and you can't fall back to sleep. Difficulty handling stress. Everything bugs you. Suddenly you notice that you can't drink alcohol anymore. You have a glass of wine and you get drunk very easily. So alcohol intolerance is another sign of adrenal exhaustion. Salt cravings. You've got to have caffeine to get you going. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you feel that big dip where you're then looking for cookies and coffee or tea to keep you going for the rest of the day. So adrenal exhaustion is very common today because we're doing too much, and the adrenals are involved in causing us to have belly fat. So it's very important that we fix adrenal exhaustion and get those adrenals back into balance using something like AdrenaSmart. I recommend that you take 2 capsules of AdrenaSmart somewhere around lunchtime. And or if you're already on ashwagandha, that's another one of those adrenal support herbs. Rhodiola is another adrenal support herb that we use and that has great research. The U.S. Navy SEALs, which are one of the most stressed out groups because of the situations they're put in, they've actually done research using rhodiola in that group of extremely stressed people. So we've talked about the thyroid. You've got to have a TSH below 2. We've talked about stress and the adrenal glands, because these two things, and the adrenals and the thyroid, are directly linked. So when your adrenals become exhausted, your thyroid goes low, and then we see the belly fat just pack on the body. The next thing that we have to be aware of is that there are a lot of prescription drugs that cause weight gain. And one class of drugs that we need to avoid is antidepressants. And, you know, when we look at the rates of people on antidepressants in North America today, it is shocking. And they're targeting women between the ages of 35 and 60. So the drug companies are actually looking at the 35 to 60-year-old female as their demographic to sell antidepressants. A lot of the antidepressants can cause up to a 60-pound weight gain. So before you ever decide to go on an antidepressant, antidepressants should be used for people with severe depression. They should not be used for people who are just have mild to moderate depression. We want to use nutrients like 5-HTP. And 5-HTP is a superstar antidepressant, anti-anxiety. It enhances your mood. 5-HTP has to be enteric coated. So look for a really good quality, a 99% pure enteric coated 5-HTP. I like Smile because it's got a really beautiful enteric coating that's a vegetarian coating. And when we look at 5-HTP supplements, they have to be enteric coated. They work exceptionally well for anxiety, for people who have low moods and depression. They raise your serotonin level. Serotonin is your happy hormone. When our happy hormone declines, we start having huge sugar cravings. This is when you're craving sugar continually and it becomes obsessive. And so it's very, very important that we get that serotonin back into a happy level so that our sugar cravings disappear. And they've done research using enteric coated 99% pure 5-HTP to halt sugar cravings, for weight loss, for depression, anxiety, low mood, just being happy. You know, if you have a lot of anxiety going on in your life, then you want to look for a nutritional supplement like Smile or 5-HTP. And if you're on antidepressants already, then we have to wean off them. And so what you want to do is go back to your doctor and tell your doctor you want to come off those antidepressants and slowly wean off over a 6-week period. So get lower and lower doses of your antidepressant while you're increasing your 5-HTP dose until at the end of 6 weeks you're on 200 milligrams of 5-HTP 3 times a day, before breakfast, before dinner, and before bed on an empty stomach. And that will help you come off those antidepressants without any symptoms, because stopping antidepressants cold turkey makes you feel horrible. You go through severe withdrawal. So we need to use something to help you get through that period. As well, I'd recommend that you take magnesium bisglycinate if you're on antidepressants as well. And a lot of the drugs like birth control pills also cause weight gain. So if you're on a prescription drug that's causing weight gain, you need to come off that drug. It's not the drug for you, because we don't want to risk developing, you know, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, because of the drugs we're on that are making us fat. And we have an epidemic of obesity in the U.S. and Canada today. So we need to get on to these systems of looking at things like thyroid and looking at the drugs that we're taking and getting our stress levels under control so that we can lose weight effortlessly. And that's really what it's all about. And people say to me, hey, Lorna, well, what do you know about weight gain? Well, I was a really overweight child, and I can tell you that there's nothing more difficult for our children than to be a fat teenager. So we need to help our children as well. And when we come back after the break, we will talk about how to help our kids.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetol found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
9 different energy systems make up the energy body. Energy is all around us and connects us. Energy exerts a major control over our biology and is a big reason why you should be tuning in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Deatley. We'll explore energy balance techniques, tips, and patterns to keep your flow of energy optimal to maintain maximal health. By adopting these techniques, you will keep your energy body and physical body in harmony. Listen for Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at hormonehelp.com. Now, back to the show.
I had an email from Cindy, and she was emailing about that she heard somewhere that skin tags are one of the earliest signs of diabetes, and she's absolutely right. We have to look at the fact that weight gain is the number one reason for developing type 2 diabetes. We used to call it adult onset diabetes. We no longer call diabetes type 2 adult onset because we're now seeing 10-year-old children, 11-year-old children, 12-year-old children with type 2 diabetes, and that is simply because of being overweight. When we look at the fact that we have, you know, 1 in 4 children between the ages of 2 and 15 that are obese. So if you're a mom out there and you say to your friends, oh, well, my child's just big boned or they're chubby, we need to really get at this and look at this problem rationally and say to ourselves, oh my goodness, my child is overweight and obese. And remember, they don't buy the groceries. They don't drive through the fast food restaurants. It's up to us as parents to make sure that our children don't become obese or overweight. And if we're overweight, of course our kids are going to become overweight because they're eating the same foods that we are. So we need to change the way we eat. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But Cindy's right. Skin tags. If you have 4 or more skin tags, that's those little white fleshy tags on your skin. That's an early warning sign that you're developing diabetes. You're already a pre-diabetic if you have 4 skin tags or more. Combine that with being overweight. And what's happening is when we eat food normally, our blood sugar goes up. Insulin's job is to push the sugar that's floating around the blood into our cells to be burned up like a fat burning furnace. That's really what we see happen. So insulin's job is to push that sugar into your furnace to get burned up. What happens to us when we become overweight is insulin is not very effective at pushing that sugar into the cell. And as such, we develop pre-diabetes, insulin resistance, and we need to change our diet so we're eating protein, green vegetables, healthy fats like extra virgin olive oil and coconut butter. Get rid of the white foods, white rice, white sugar, white pasta, white flour. Just get rid of them. Don't buy them. Don't put them in your grocery cart. And, you know, we need to drink more water. And if you hate water, then buy herbal teas to put in your water. Put in a little bit of unsweetened cranberry juice or something else that you makes it taste flavorful for you. Sparkling water is a great alternative if you're trying to come off soda pop. A lot of people are simply addicted to soda pops today. So if you are, buy sparkling water, put flavoring in it, lemons, limes, oranges, a little bit of cranberry juice, something so that you can come off those soda pops. So when we go back to looking at what can we use for diabetes, and the nutritional supplements in this category are so important, chromium picolinate, which we can find in a great multivitamin, as well the quercetin, which I talked about earlier for the woman that emailed in for June, who had polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is a pre-diabetic condition that also is associated with elevated male hormones. But for anyone who is a pre-diabetic, a diabetic, even if you're already on insulin or metformin or one of the drugs, you'll want to take the quercetin. They have over 30 clinical trials, 20 years of research looking at using quercetin to balance blood sugar and insulin, to bring that blood sugar back into its normal range. The interesting thing is, when our insulin levels go up, we gain belly fat. But the other thing that happens in women when our insulin goes up, our male hormones go up, and we get male facial hair growth. So here you have male facial hair growth, skin tags, and belly fat, none of it which looks very pretty. And in men, when their insulin goes up, their estrogen, their testosterone converts to estrogen, and they get beer bellies and breasts. So it's important that we get our blood sugar and insulin back into balance, and we do that eating protein, small meals throughout the day, so that we don't have long stretches with no food. And you want to start taking quercetin. And my suggestion is to take, if you're under 165 pounds, you can take one capsule of quercetin a day. And if you're over 165 pounds, then you'll take two capsules of quercetin. And if you go, quercetin sold in GlucoSmart. If you go on the internet, you'll find lots of health food stores and online stores that will sell the GlucoSmart, and you get my weight loss book for free. So A Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss is free when you purchase the GlucoSmart, which is a great thing because that book has a 6-week eating plan. It takes about 6 weeks to reprogram your brain so you know how to eat properly. Because if we don't teach you how to eat properly, none of this matters, because you're just going to fall back into your old ways of eating foods that cause weight gain. And, you know, grains, I think grains, all these grains, especially wheat, are causing us to gain a lot of belly fat. And that, if you poke your belly fat and it feels like it's sloshing around with fluid inside, it is. You've got water weight gain, and some people can be packing around 10 to 15 pounds of excess fluid in their belly simply because they're eating grains and the body can't digest them properly. And then you get this doughy belly, you get constipation or diarrhea or irritable bowel syndrome. And anybody with any of the gut problems, so irritable bowel syndrome, celiacs, Crohn's, constipation, diarrhea, any of these things, bloating, gas, you should make sure that you avoid grains entirely from your diet. Take a digestive enzyme with every single thing that you eat so that we can help improve your digestion. And look for Probiotic Plus, which is a super powerful probiotic to get the good guys in your digestive tract working. But back to diabetes, because as I said, we have so many kids with diabetes today. And I'm shocked that doctors don't tell their patients that simply losing weight and getting thin, and they don't have to be a diabetic anymore. So if you're an overweight diabetic, and I just got an email from Jack. He said he has diabetes, and he's been following the diabetes diet, and he still has absolutely no luck losing weight. Well, the diabetes diet, from what I have seen, is a diet to make us fat. They have people eating you know, artificial sweeteners. They have people consuming way too many breads, crackers, grains, things that cause disruption in blood sugar, not enough protein. They've got people eating margarine, which is, margarine is not a healing food. So you want to change your diet. You want to eat protein at every single meal. So protein is an egg, a chicken breast, a protein shake, a protein powder in yogurt. When we look at other forms of protein, you know, you could have things like natto, tempeh, which are fermented soy products, but you want to avoid soy milk and soy flour and soy beans. And the reason is because soy, they found in a new study, caused estradiol levels, which that's an estrogen, to go up 380% when people drank 1 8-ounce glass of soy milk. And in the next segment, I'll talk about how estrogen is conspiring to make us overweight. So if we have too much estrogen in the body, what happens is our thyroid goes low and we end up developing belly fat. So when we look at kids again, I want to talk to you. If your child is overweight, chubby, has belly fat, they're heading on the way to diabetes. So we truly want to make sure that we change their diet. And in my book, A Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss, which is really for the whole family, there's one chapter dedicated to helping kids lose weight as well. So that's getting them involved in food production. So when you're making food, invite your kids to come and help you cook and teach them that vegetables are healing foods, that these vegetables do amazing things in the body, and we don't eat enough of them. In North America, we eat 2 vegetables a day on average, and one of those is French fries or potato. So obviously, if we're consuming 2 vegetables and one of them is French fries, we're going to be overweight. And it truly is simple to lose weight once we get our thyroid in balance, our stress levels under control, get rid of the medications that are making us overweight, and improving sleep. Insomnia is a big contributor to being overweight. They've actually found that people who have chronic insomnia, who don't sleep at night, that they tend to have more belly fat than people who sleep throughout the night. And their fat cells also alter, just like when you have high cortisol levels. So there's several types of insomnia. There's the kind of insomnia that's related to adrenal exhaustion, where you fall asleep fine, but wake up several hours later wide awake and can't fall back to sleep. In that case, you want to take adrenal support herbs. Not enough melatonin. You need to have a pitch black bedroom in order to sleep. So no night lights on, no hall light on, no bathroom light on, no TVs on. You want your brain to secrete melatonin because that helps with your sleep-wake cycle and will give you enough energy. So we want to get you to sleep as well so that we can ensure that the hormones associated with sleeping can also help you lose weight. Plus, you'll have more energy the next day. You'll be able to get on that rebounder and bounce up and down with power and, you know, wear those Velcro weights and have the determination that you need to do the right thing so that you can lose weight. And we also have Jack saying, well, what does he do? Because he goes to this diabetes clinic and this is what they're telling him he has to eat. Well, he doesn't have to eat the way they're telling him to eat. He needs to eat protein, veggies, good healthy fats. Throw away those artificial sweeteners. Go to the health food store and buy stevia, which is a nice, safe, natural sweetener that has 0 calories and is safe for diabetics. So if you missed the word, it's stevia. And buy a really good quality stevia because they have different flavors. The really cheap ones taste like licorice, and the good quality stevias taste great. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about protein and how important it is, and also we're going to talk about belly fat and estrogen and bioidentical hormones.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier.
Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetin found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to Ask Lorna at hormonehealth.com. Now, back to the show.
We were talking about estrogen and hormones and how hormones are conspiring to make us overweight. Estrogen is one of those hormones that can cause terrible weight gain. Estrogen is actually a hormone in the body that's designed to make things grow. And so as a result of that, and estrogen is the female hormone that gives us women our curves. When we have too much estrogen, we get way too curvy. And that's way too many rolls around the belly and the hips and the thighs and the butt, and our breasts become enormous and not the kind of enormous we want. And in men, when estrogen levels, and yes, men have estrogen, when their estrogen levels get too high, they develop beer bellies and breasts. So we want to get that estrogen back into balance. And I talked a bit about soy foods before the break. You need to avoid soy. It causes your estrogen levels to skyrocket. So no more soy. We want to look at the types of foods that keep us healthy, fit, and keep our estrogen levels in balance. So, you know, start buying organic dairy products versus commercially produced one. Avoid commercially produced meat and chicken products because they have hormones in them too. So you want to get the organic, free-range, wild sources of chicken and meat, because we just want to avoid those hormones altogether. They know from women who were taking hormone replacement therapy in the form of synthetic estrogens that a lot of those women developed belly fat, got huge, heavy breasts, and literally lost their waist. So if you're a woman and you're thinking about taking bioidentical hormones, you want to make sure as well that you go to somebody to help you use those hormones who knows what they're doing so you don't end up with too much estrogen in the body. And I don't recommend that people use oral forms of estrogen. That means swallowing estrogen pills. I think it's better to use estriol and use it for what it's intended to. You know, if you're a woman with vaginal dryness, thinning of the vaginal wall, urinary incontinence, then you'll be using estriol vaginally. You would not be swallowing it. So we need to get estrogen in balance. We have EstroSmart, which bodybuilders absolutely love EstroSmart. This is men who are working out. They made this nice six-pack. But you can't see the six-pack in their belly because it's covered with 3-4 inches of fat. And so we use EstroSmart to get rid of that estrogen belly, and it's very, very successful in both men and women to do that. Avoid fructose. I'm going to talk a little bit about certain foods. Read labels. If the label says high fructose corn syrup, fructose, even natural fructose, you want to avoid it because fructose has been found to cause our insulin and our pancreas to not function the way it should. And so we gain weight. So a lot of health products have fructose in them, and I don't recommend anybody uses fructose. We want to use stevia, xylitol, which are two very safe, effective, zero-calorie sweeteners that don't disrupt your blood sugar and insulin. Protein is so important, and I've been harping on this through the entire program, but you need to eat protein at every meal. And people say, well, how much? A piece about the size of the palm of your hand at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You have a big salad, lots and lots of dark colored veggies. If you like fruit, have one serving of blueberries, and you can have it before dinner, or you can have it in your smoothie in the mid-afternoon. And make sure that, you know, if you're making smoothies at home, that you're using unsweet things in your smoothie, because smoothies can be a big source of calories. Remember, if you're drinking wine, that for every glass of wine you have to tell your head you just had cheesecake. And every glass of wine is another piece of cheesecake. So if you've had three glasses of wine, that's half a cheesecake. That's how your body views it. People often say to me, well, we don't need to really worry because, you know, there's only 120 calories in a glass of wine. It's not about calories. It is about how those calories are used in the body. That's really the key. And alcohol causes your insulin and blood sugar to become completely disrupted. So if you're like me and you like to have a glass of wine once in a while, you want to take a capsule of GlucoSmart to keep your blood sugar and insulin balanced every time you have a glass of alcoholic beverage, so that you don't have that negative spike in insulin, which causes increased response to being insulin resistant. As well, we look at the nutritional supplements, and I promised you earlier in the segment that we would talk about the weight loss supplements that work, because there are lots of weight loss supplements that don't work, and I will only talk about nutrients that have clinical science behind them. So that means they were actually tested in people, and the research was excellent. So we look at the two nutritional supplements that I think have really valuable research for weight loss. One of them is CLA. This is a fat that burns fat. So Charlie, Lorna, Apple are the letters that it stands for, CLA. And I like CLA along with green tea extract. And both CLA and green tea have been researched for weight loss. And quite good research. You know, they just did a study using CLA in women who were postmenopausal. So this is the group that have the hardest time losing weight. Women who are after menopause tend to gain lots of belly fat and fat on their thighs, and they just can't budget. So this study they did, they gave people 8,000 milligrams of CLA a day. They told the women, don't change your diet, eat, drink, be merry, do what you always do, and take 8,000 milligrams of CLA a day. At the end of 90 days, everyone lost 7 pounds or more. So this is in a group of people that it's very hard to lose weight. Just think if they would have taken the 8,000 milligrams of CLA and ate good healthy fats and good clean sources of protein and lots of veggies, they would have lost a lot more than 7 pounds. But the key factor is with CLA, you have to take the right dose. So you need adequate amounts, and a lot of people don't take enough. If the bottle tells you 5,000 to 8,000 milligrams, you need to take enough CLA so that it works. And in the studies, the dosages are always 5,000 to 8,000 milligrams. The next nutritional supplement that I talked about a bit earlier in regards to diabetes is GlucoSmart, which contains the quercetin. And the reason why you want to take that is because it busts belly fat in both men and women. It gets your blood sugar and insulin in balance, but the key thing that I found in the studies was that the belly fat just fell off. And I take that GlucoSmart every day to keep this belly fat off, because as we get over 40, it is very, very challenging to lose, to keep that belly fat at bay. And if you want to get rid of the belly fat, you want to start taking the GlucoSmart with quercetin. So we're going to do an overview of what we've been talking about in this program. You want to reduce stress. Don't work out at night. You want to make sure that you exercise in the morning. And, you know, deep breathing exercises, say no to a lot of things, because we've got to keep that cortisol in balance. Make sure your thyroid is working, and you want to have your thyroid stimulating hormone test number to be below 2. So go to the doctor, get a copy of that test result. Or if you have symptoms of low thyroid, you already know that you've got it. So weight gain, feeling cold all the time, constipation, low moods, depression, feeling like you're pushing yourself through the day. Don't take drugs that make you fat. When you get your prescription drug, ask the pharmacist, you know, is this going to cause weight gain? And read the side effects. You know, we shouldn't take any medications without knowing what the side effects are. You also want to eat 10 servings of vegetables a day. Now that sounds like a lot, but if you buy yourself a bag or box of those Glad Ziploc freezer bags, fill them with veggies and eat those veggies all day long, it's going to be really simple to consume that much vegetable material. And your cholesterol will lower, you'll lose weight, you'll have a much healthier outlook. And eat protein at every meal. And if you're going to drinking water is always hard, so add a little bit of lemons, limes, drink sparkling water to get you off those soda pops, and the weight will effortlessly come off. Go to my website at www.hormonehelp.com. That's the word hormone and the word help. And when you buy GlucoSmart, you get my Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss free. So check out the health food stores and the online stores that provide that book for free, because it's a Bible on how hormones are conspiring to make us fat. Once you get these things in balance, the weight will effortlessly fall off, and no more will you be struggling with diets that simply don't work. So next week, we're going to talk about being tired of being tired and how to get that energy back.
Thanks for listening to Ask Lorna Live. Please join us again next Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll talk again soon.
Special the response. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.